Good day, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori from your reliable source for everything finance, financial services online. I bring you your daily financial services news wrap for this Sunday, October 19th, 2025. Let's kick things off with the exciting shifts in Australia's banking sector. Just 3 days ago, Westpac Banking Corp announced a strategic move, divesting its auto finance loan book to non-bank lender Resimac Group, with a deal valued between 1.4 and 1.6 billion Australian dollars. This shift seems to bolster Westpac's focus on its core banking operations. This transaction follows the bank's 2021 sale of its auto finance assets to an American private equity firm, Cerberus Capital Management. Keeping consumers in mind, this sale could cause changes for borrowers, making it essential to stay updated on any communications regarding loan terms. Resimac Group, on the other hand, views this acquisition as a solid leap towards its strategic growth, especially enhancing their asset finance division. It's a fundamental reminder of how our financial sector continuously evolves, emphasizing the need for borrowers to understand new policies to secure a smooth transition. As disruptors shape the banking landscape, let's stay vigilant about regulatory concerns. ANZ Bank fell into hot waters with the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, ASIC, receiving a hefty penalty of 240 million Australian dollars for multiple regulatory breaches, misleading the government regarding a $14 billion bond deal, ignoring customer hardship notices, and failing to refund deceased clients' fees. Quite a concerning list, isn't it? The enormous fine marks the largest of its kind in Australia, highlighting critical compliance failures and raising questions about the bank's operating practices. Consumers, let this be a wake-up call to remain informed, understand the terms of financial products, and know your rights. Remember, ASIC plays a crucial role in maintaining transparency within the financial sector. Speaking of ASIC, they are flexing their regulatory muscles with an in-depth review of the motor vehicle finance sector to bolster consumer protection and ensure compliance with responsible lending standards. This approach targets regional, remote, and First Nations communities, focusing on lenders, brokers, and intermediaries to uphold responsible lending, default management, and dispute resolution practices. It's a call for the industry to abide by regulations and ethical standards, nudging consumers to stay informed about their loan terms and rights. Finally, let's turn our wheel towards Australia's caravan industry. Crusader Caravans is rolling out its new Dreamhaven series, a budget-friendly line of Australian-made caravans that aims to make the caravan lifestyle more accessible to everyone. With options starting at $68,990 Australian dollars, the Dreamhaven series is set to compete against imported caravans, providing quality, local alternatives. And that wraps up our daily financial services news for this Sunday, October 19th, 2025. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, making sure you're backed by knowledge every step of the way. Visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au for more. Stay financially savvy, Australia.